This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. We have at our fingertips the ability to do anything, to learn anything, to entertain ourselves however we want, to buy whatever we want, to eat whatever we want, to go pretty much everywhere we want. We can do whatever we want. We have the ability to choose and have preferences and to prefer one thing over another. And what do we do with that? Do we just simply go about our business and enjoy all the wonderful choices? Do we simply embrace our own personal choice? Well, yeah, there's a little bit of that. But what do some people do is they really want to map their preferences onto other people, onto others. They would prefer if I did certain things. They would prefer if I didn't do certain things. They would prefer that I do what they want, I guess. Put your mask on. Stand 6 feet away from me. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg, but that's a pretty good one. Pretty good one. You are trying to get me to do what you want, what you prefer. Well, I have preferences too. I have certain things that I like to do also. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do those things. I invite you to do the things that you want to do. And if there are opportunities where those things intersect and we can engage in a mutually beneficial, a reciprocal relationship or exchange of value or whatever it might be, exchange of ideas, a conversation about preferences that's respectful and productive and worthwhile, then I'm here for it. But if you simply are interested in having me do something because you want me to, I don't know that I'm necessarily interested in that. So we are the most privileged generation in human history, and it's not because we're wealthy. It is because of those preferences that I'm talking about. We have 1,000 of them. You take your coffee or your caffeine in a certain way. You like the kind of music that you like. There are different ways that you believe it's best to raise your child or to ask them questions or to not ask them questions. You want to get fit in whatever way that you see fit. You want to lift weights. You want to do cardio. You want to do yoga. You want to do CrossFit. That's awesome. Ice cream. Gosh, so many great choices. So many great choices. We've got app setting, and we can use those apps to change the thermometer temperature or to turn our oven to the temperature that we think that we ought to be. All these preferences piled on top of preferences. So how many are there? Is it knowable just how many preferences that the average American has? And the answer is probably no, it's not knowable, but we can certainly estimate it with reasonable assumptions. So let's just definitionally talk about what a preference really is. And it's a stable selection somebody makes when given options. So I think if we're trying to figure out how many different preferences the average person has, you look at the different categories of life where Americans typically form preferences, and then we can conservatively estimate how many there are. So, big identity level preferences. You're looking at about 25 to 50. So, favorite sports teams, political affiliation, your worldview, your religion, your career aspirations, your philosophy when it comes to parenting, your lifestyle choices, your personal values, aesthetic tastes, around 30. You've got your every day, call them functional preferences, about 100 to 300. Call them micro habits. It's your coffee order, the grocery store you like to go to, the kind of shampoo that you enjoy, the way that you like to work out, favorite thing to get at a restaurant, the temperature you like your house at, when you like to wake up, when you like to go to bed, your hairstyle, your dentist, the airline that you think is better, around 200. Then there's your entertainment. And now there's a lot. We're looking at upwards of 500. Your favorite genre of music, your playlist on Spotify, your favorite TV shows, your favorite podcasts outside of the Lifeblood podcast, your favorite author outside of me, your favorite video games. I got nothing on that one. Your favorite comedian, your favorite movies, your favorite decade of music, your favorite actors and actresses, 300 to 500. Taste-based preferences, 200 to 400. These are more sensory. It's the food that you like or you don't like, the texture that you enjoy, your favorite materials, clothing, your favorite colors, your favorite beverages, your favorite smells, your favorite car interior, the favorite lighting preferences that you have. Do you like to open the windows or turn on the AC? Is Christmas your favorite holiday? Holy cow, around 300 of them. From a relationship standpoint, there's about 30 to 50. It's traits that you admire in other human beings, the boundaries you want to set, your preferred method of communication, kind of friend you like to hang out with, what you look for in a mentor or a mentee, levels of intimacy that you're interested in, how you like to be appreciated, and how much time alone that you need, maybe around 40. Then there's this growing category of digital preferences. Do you like to have phone notifications? Which apps do you use? Social platforms that you like? Email habits? Where you like to get your news? How you like to bookmark or move through a browser? You have different folders, how you collect information? Your AI settings? Your automation? Your privacy preferences? All of those. So, you're looking at around 1,000. The average American likely has between 800 and 1,200 active preferences that they put to work in their daily lives. And it's a big number. It's a big number, especially because most of these are unconscious. You're not actively doing it. And not only do we get to have them, but we also get to honor them. It's not just having a preference, but it's like unrequited love. Is that the right term? Unrequited quest? Yeah, close enough. We get to actually honor it. You want your coffee with oat milk? Two pumps of hazelnut? Let's go. You want your kids in Montessori school? Okay. You want to take your news from TikTok? God help you, but you be you, brothers and sisters. Here's my favorite. Here's my favorite preference. I would prefer that you mind your own business. That's my favorite preference. Because if there's one thing Americans love more than our own preferences, it's telling other people what theirs should be. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign? Stop that. Start that. Don't do that. What is it? Got a log in your own eye? Tell somebody about the speck in theirs. People in glass houses shouldn't be throwing stones. We've had a 4,000-year love affair with instructing, correcting, condemning, and bossing other people around. You'd maybe prefer I do X, Y, and Z. Well, I prefer A, B, and C, or maybe I prefer X, Y, Z, but not in the way that you like to do X, Y, and Z. Can't we all just get along? Maybe. Maybe not. But here's what I do know. If we can agree on the essentials, we're fine. Find the kind of Venn diagram, yours, mine, overlap, right? So what are those essentials? Well, I believe, and we've talked about this before, these are the ingredients of a high trust society. Safe communities, clean neighborhoods, good schools, the rule of law, citizens who behave like adults. Citizens who behave like adults. I prefer that. If we can align there, we can afford to disagree on just about everything else. You get that? But if we can't, then the rest of it doesn't work. It doesn't math out. agree on that stuff. Safe communities, clean neighborhoods, good schools, the rule of law, citizens who behave like adults. If you're one of those people who can't help but tell others what to do, start by making the decisions that create the conditions where you'd actually earned the right to be a bossy pants. This you? Is this you? Are you obese? Are you taking handfuls of prescription drugs on a daily basis? Are you freaking broke? Is your life a flaming dumpster fire? If that's you, no thank you. As my daughter says, no thank you. Opt out. F off. Mind your own business. Keep it moving, bro. Keep it moving, sis. You take that finely tuned eye of yours and focus on you for a change. Otherwise, kindly exercise the greatest privilege we have. Mind your own business. As always, because I know I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to those other people. Do your part by doing your best.